Hey guys, it's Mark.
And I'm Charity.
And welcome to the Case Watch Podcast.
Case Watch deals with content meant for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Case Watch.
Confirming the body found in Grand Teton National Park is Gabby Petito, and she was killed.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Late today, Chris Watts was officially charged with the murders of his wife and his two young girls.
Remember these words. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
And we're back.
We're back.
And you hear that in the voice?
Mark's sick again, guys. But you know what? He is pounding it out with me today because we missed 2 weeks. And the first week was because Mark was off doing something super cool. And I don't know if any of them saw the video of you with the...
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Oh my God, you looked like a little, little boy. You
the
were so excited.
The smile on my face was second to none. So we'll attack these couple quick things right off the bat. So went to Daytona for my real full-time job.
Yep.
Not saying this isn't a job, but this is not my job.
Nope.
And went to Daytona. They were at a party in one of the luxury suites at Daytona. And they say to me, they're like, hey, do you guys want to go check out Race Control? I'm like, oh, I do.
That is so cool.
This guy right here. So like 9 or 10 of us went up and... kind of checked it out and get to see what it's like behind the scenes. And I was like, this is awesome. So this guy is telling us what his job is. And his job is to activate the yellow lights. And I was like, ooh, cool.
That's awesome.
I was like, can you turn them on now? He's like, maybe. Hold on. He gets on his radio. He's like, oh, is the track hot? Because the hot means you can't do it in
okay.
another track.
Okay.
And they're like, nope. He's like, yeah, I guess I can. I was like, wait. Can I turn them on? And he's like, oh, I don't know. Because nobody who doesn't work for us has ever done that. So I have to get permission. And he gets on the phone and yeah, go ahead.
Oh my God. That is so cool. If anybody is friends with you on your Facebook, they really need to go check that video out. Cause you do, you look like a little kid.
I was smiling.
You weren't the only thing you weren't doing was jumping up and down like a little boy, but you were definitely smiling from ear to ear.
I would have looked dumb if I had done that.
Who cares?
So I did it, and it's cool, and it's a really cool process. And flash cut to, I would say, 9 or 10 people calling me right after the Daytona 500 went off on Monday because it got rain delayed because the rain and the race ended under caution. And there was a question on, should the caution have come out sooner? And your guys' boy... happen to turn these lights on so exactly knows the process and how long it takes. And
okay.
It shows it in my video. Yeah, got a controller in your hand. You squeeze a button on each side. It's almost like one of those pressure switches that you hold.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's opposite. So like if you let go and the bomb blows up or whatever, you know, you've seen it in a million movies. If you shoot me, I lose my grip and I blow up. But it's the opposite. You press it and hold for 2 seconds and then it goes beep. And then the lights all turn on.
That's so cool.
And so everyone's like, oh, it shouldn't have happened. I timed out when the wreck happened, how long, and it was exactly. They put the caution out instantly.
Well, you were there.
It takes 2 seconds for it to come on. So therefore, it went into the next lap. End of the race. Sorry, guys, who hate to say that who won, because it's been a whole big controversy throughout the whole 2 weeks. So.
Oh, boy.
So needless to say, I was down with a bunch of my buds, and we had a blast for 10 days straight. I was in a hot tub for 10 nights straight.
Amazing.
Had a pretty killer VRBO down there this year. Better than the one I was in last year that was affectionately known as the Church of Hard Knocks.
Yes, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. That place, not so great.
Not so great, guys.
So get back. And first one of us fell, like, not feeling good. Then a couple more. And then I was like, oh, crap. But the biggest surprise came of my daughter going into labor.
Yes.
And having grandchild number 4 for me, but 2 with her.
Yes.
And beautiful little pretty girl.
She's
perfect.
She is.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
So therefore, that happened on.
That was Tuesday morning.
That was Tuesday morning.
You got the call.
Hence why it's so funny, too, because I drove right by our favorite mailman, Steve.
Oh, Steve.
And he's probably getting ready to yell at me for not putting out an episode the following day.
Well, I mean.
I was actually leaving to take off because just found out Aubrey gave birth. Or is giving birth. So, sorry, guys. No podcast that day, but we're back.
We're back.
And we're better than ever.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Back again.
Guess who's not back being outside of jail ever again?
Oh, who? Oh, please tell us who, Mark.
Adam, the douchebag Montgomery, found guilty.
Yep.
Super excited.
Yep. I was watching that live. I didn't get to see. He didn't take the stand, did he?
I don't believe he even showed up.
Oh, that's right.
I remember that. He refused to go to court.
That's right.
So I have this nice little article, courtesy of CBS News Boston, that I just want to read for everybody because it makes me happy.
Well, then we should not do anything that doesn't make you happy, Mark.
Adam Montgomery, the New Hampshire father. We should not even call him that. The New Hampshire douchebag.
Yeah, he's not a father.
Accused of killing his daughter, 5-year-old Harmony Montgomery, which we did cover in a case probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago at this point.
We've talked about this for a long time now.
Was found guilty of second-degree murder on Thursday. Montgomery was also found guilty of second-degree assault, falsifying physical evidence, abuse of a corpse, and witness tampering. This isn't about winning or losing. This is about a 5-year-old girl who was murdered by her father, and I can think of no worse crime. And that was said by Manchester, New Hampshire's police chief, Alan Alderberg. Mark's having a difficult day. I'm going to leave them all in.
Leave them all in.
People just think I'm not perfect anymore. Whatever.
Yeah, they might just think, well, no, you're perfectly imperfect, Mark.
I'm perfectly sick. So I'm like having a hard enough time seeing straight. And I did make a discovery the other day.
Uh-oh.
I think I need to get those either bifocals or those progressive lenses.
Yes.
Because now in order to read,
you take your glasses off.
I have to shoot under my glasses. So I look down underneath my glasses.
Yep.
Nothing says getting old like a bunch of grandkids and can't see your screen on your phone. And just so people know, my font is bigger still.
Yes, it is.
Because even though I made fun of One Dear Charity.
Yeah. See, guys.
I immediately cranked it up and it's great.
I think he owes me an apology.
I am sorry for, well, yours is to an extreme level.
Yeah. But it makes it easier for me to read.
But the eye fatigue is worth it. Like 100%.
Whatever.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, like that. Yeah, it's worth it so that my eyes don't hurt.
Yeah, okay. I'm on your side.
All right. Whew, okay.
I'm just not ready to put both feet in the deep end yet. Okay. Just one.
All right.
Jurors deliberated for about 7 hours after getting the case on Wednesday. They asked the judge one question Thursday about the legal definition of the word reckless. Montgomery, who was not in the courtroom when the verdict was read because he chose to be a ginormous douchebag and not participate in the trial in its entirety, which is his choice.
Yep.
But that's the bed you made. Uh-huh. That's the one that you live in. You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for Mr. Montgomery to head to Concord, New Hampshire, to the New Hampshire State Prison for Men, which I lived about a half mile past for a couple of years, and just let everybody know, hey, I'm that guy who killed my daughter.
Yep. Beautiful little angel.
I have a feeling a couple of the big gentlemen there would like to have a discussion with him, maybe personally in the cell.
I would think they might. Yep.
And it doesn't bother me in the least.
I don't feel bad about it at all.
Harmony's birth mother, Crystal, I won't even mention her last name because if you've watched anything about her, an apparent weirdo as well, and her foster mother, Michelle Rafferty, which I don't know anything about, were both in the room when the verdict was read. They were joined by more than dozens of Manchester police officers who showed up to hear whether their hard work delivered justice. He's a coward. He's a coward. He's always been a coward, said Sori, who is the child's mom, the one who was a massive drug addict and lost custody of the kid.
Yep.
These are all apparently, but I call a douchebag on either side.
Yep, we have from day one.
The one thing that worries me the most is the one purest part of this whole family, Harmony, is no longer here.
Nope.
And that right there is the worst part. I'm double wording it lately. I've noticed this.
That's
all
okay.
Week. Is a high. Like it's been happening.
Well,
so now let me read okay. The rest of the story for
you. All right,
you.
Go right ahead.
Montgomery will be sentenced sometime in April Suri said that she plans to be in court when Montgomery is given his sentence and will give a victim impact statement. I hope that what he did plays over in his mind every single waking moment and he lives on this earth. And I hope that he never falls asleep without seeing her beautiful face. The verdict comes after about 2 weeks of an emotional and at times gruesome testimony. I cannot imagine the things that have come out publicly about what this douchebag did to her are horrible. And you know there's things that we did not hear.
I watched on Court TV. I watched the not so lovely Kayla Montgomery. I watched her testify to exactly what happened and that, you know, she said she feared for her life. That's why she never said anything. I mean, this guy went to work. She was home alone. She could have gone to a neighbor. I mean, I don't even want to get into that, but.
I 100%, we've had this discussion before about people that were brainwashed, all of this stuff.
Yep.
But it's just kind of funny. Before a deal was offered her on the table, like she was like, I love my guy and there's nothing you're going to do about it. He did nothing wrong and we're innocent.
And that's right. Yep.
You know. People don't forget.
Right.
Leopard doesn't lose
his
spots.
Watching on the Court TV guys. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, Mark, but I was watching the analysts, you know, that they had on there talking about the testimony. And I agreed with them. She came across very unlikable was the word they used.
You know who else thought Adam Montgomery was also unlikable?
Who?
New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu. He called Adam Montgomery a monster after the verdict was read.
Mm-hmm.
I am grateful for the judge, jury, and Department of Justice for delivering justice for Harmony. Adam Montgomery is a monster and deserves to spend the rest of his life in prison.
Yep.
He definitely gave no two bones about it, what he thought about him. All that we can hope is that he goes away for a long time. He's already in jail serving a 30-year sentence for a gun conviction case that is already
So this will be tacked on.
Good. Hopefully, they will run, what is it, consecutively. So one doesn't happen. Concurrently is what, when they run together?
Yes.
That's the easy way.
I like the consecutively.
I like, goodbye, you're screwed, you're staying in jail. And I just, this whole case
makes me
sick.
I hope he has a really bad roommate, like you said. Like a real nasty, nasty roommate.
Oh, they're going to have to PR him. Put him out, PC him.
See, but that makes me so mad.
Yeah, he's not going to be in Gen Pop.
That makes me so mad.
I agree with you.
They should not get special treatment because they did something extra horrible. I mean,
I agree.
Oh, that just, guys, my
Think
biscuits.
Of all the money.
My biscuits are heating up.
Yes, I stopped talking because I thought you were going for it.
They're heating up. The biscuits are going to be a burning. Hey, Mark, guess what else is going on right now?
What's that?
Hannah Gutierrez.
Yes.
Is her trial is, and she's pleading not guilty, which I think is I personally think that's the correct thing to do because like we talked about before, it was a cluster of unfortunate things that led to this horrific thing happening. And it's sad that she's the only one.
I agree.
And I don't see anyone there supporting her.
I feel like she's the one who played the least role in any of this.
Yep.
And she's got to be the scapegoat.
Yep.
It's sad. It really is. I saw that they're bringing charges back against Alec again.
Yes.
I think it's a mistake because we've already proven time and time again that they're pretty incompetent out there. You know, when you see something, I'm going to flip the script here again.
Okay.
You know, when you see something and you know it's a huge mistake and you wonder why people are doing it.
Yep.
So just like I think re-prosecuting him again and wasting more and more taxpayers' money is. I just saw in the news today, and I almost threw my cell phone through my TV screen.
Oh.
It was breaking news. It's about food. So, of course, I am all in.
Oh, by the way, did you see they're bringing back the Choco Taco?
I did see that.
Okay, sorry. I interrupted him because I just got excited.
She did. I was getting ready to throw my phone at her if she was going to mention the one thing that I was building up for.
What? Oh, yeah, that would have been mean if I did that. And I don't even know
Wendy's.
What it is.
Is introducing surge pricing.
What is that?
Just like Uber. So let's say you got a hankering for that 99-cent cheeseburger and you happen to go at like 4 o'clock when it's really busy.
Yep.
That's like $3 now. So it's all surge pricing. The busier they are, the more expensive things get.
Okay.
So that's dumb. Right now, the guy who's running Wendy's is basically I'm going to liken him to the guy who was working for Coca-Cola when he said, you know that Coke we have that sells all kinds of stuff? Got an idea. Hear me out. New Coke.
The hands, guys. Yeah, we we have to do a live or something or record us because you guys miss out on so many things.
Enough people have figured out which other show I do. It's kind of funny because there's an actual video show that I do weekly.
There is.
And a lot of people have figured it out because I look at the comments. So I see the names. I'm like, oh, that's a crime creep.
Do you know how I watch it sometimes and I want to comment stuff so bad that's like super inappropriate just for everybody else around you to be like, who the heck is that?
Just remember my boss sits immediately to my left.
I keep threatening I'm going to show up on that show.
Everyone would be like, well, there would be a couple people who would enjoy it because I have some that are crime creeps on board.
Yes.
But yeah, that's exactly what I feel like is going on in that Wendy's boardroom right now. Is there some idiot that's like, hear me out, surge pricing.
So I didn't even know this was a thing.
It's brand new. So Uber does it. So like if you're in Boston and you're at a game or something like that, where now there's a bunch of people who need rides.
Right.
And you come out, that ride is like triple to quadruple the price.
Oh, it's like when you go to a game in Boston at the Garden.
Yep.
And event parking is like triple what regular parking is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So that kind of happened to me the other day when we got back. I don't park at the airport. I live 25 minutes from Logan Airport. I'm not parking there.
Right.
I'm going to Uber. So we just landed back at the airport and I was like, oh, gonna get my Uber. Popped up to get from Logan to my house was $87. And I was like, F you. And the horse you rode in on. And I called Kristen and said, hey, my phone's not working. Can you come pick me up? I can't get an Uber. So she drove down and jumped right on. Funny story that I won't use any names, but one of the females that went down with us, when we came back, they have a baby and he's adorable, but he has formula.
Yep.
So a bottle may have been made in Orlando at the airport before that bag got handed over to get loaded on the plane.
Yep.
Somebody in that group may have forgot to put the cover on top of the huge jar of formula.
Oh, no.
So when that bag.
Oh, it was like powder?
So when that bag came down onto the carousel to grab, it hit. And I saw the white puff and I looked at my buddy and I was like, that looks like Pablo Escobar's suitcase.
Oh, my God.
She opened it up and it went kapoof all over the airport. And I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
That's amazing.
It was 10 days of absolute fun. That's for sure. I was working. That's the thing that drives me nuts. People see, oh, these are really cool pictures. You had all this fun. They're not seeing the 12 hours a day.
Right.
For 7 days straight, we were in class.
Of course. Like, yeah.
You have to do a lot with what I do for work. So you have to be on the know of what's going on. But it was a fun trip. I enjoyed myself. Had the biggest hot dog I've ever had in my life.
Oh, that's what she said. That was perfect.
Right. I took a picture of this thing. Where is it? Shouldn't be hard to find a hot dog.
Well, it depends on how many hot dogs there were.
Oh, this
it's like
thing
finding Waldo.
I may have deleted the hot dog.
Oh, he deleted the hot dog, guys.
No, it doesn't sound like me, though. I'm going to find it. Oh, there it is. That thing is like 14 inches long.
Oh, my God.
And it was awesome.
Wow.
Covered in chili and cheese and French fries.
Guys.
And I can't believe why I'm fat. Like, none of it makes sense. Oh, well. So that was my fun, and that was that story I wanted to share about the D-bag Adam Montgomery.
I like that.
So let's look now as to what's in your neck of the woods. I mean, much like the creeps, I'm curious, too. We haven't seen each other in 2 weeks. What's new with you?
I've been doing lots of crocheting and knitting and walking.
Doesn't sound as much fun.
When Charity gets stressed or anxious, she cannot not do something. Like
that's
it's
awesome.
Like the only reason I'm able to sit still right here is because I'm talking.
Huh.
Yeah. It's not good.
That's awesome.
Like even at work in between clients, I walk in circles around the salon because I can't. I looked like there's something wrong with me, I think.
Charity comes in. I'm looking at her right now. She's got, she obviously, it looks like workout clothes on. You were probably out running today or doing something.
Yes.
You have a hat on. Your hair's back in a ponytail. Mm-hmm. And Charity walks into my house full of energy, and I'm half asleep in my recliner.
Yeah, but you don't feel good.
Which now won't close, by the way.
Oh.
And Kristen's looking at me like, this is going to happen to mine soon.
You guys need Lazy Boys. I know they're expensive, but they are so... this is not an advertisement for Lazy Boys, but...
But I will take one if you'd like to give me one.
Lazy Boy, hit us up.
Lazy Boy's got the laziest boy in the mother effing has
Mark,
house.
Mark, we could be in a commercial.
Nobody wants to see this.
Yeah, they do.
You'd be like... That guy is really fat.
He's no, because I heard that they have all different types. So like my legs are really long so that they won't hang off. They'll like have a longer thing that goes out.
That sounds guilty.
Anyways, I have some more things to talk about that the creeps have been sending.
I love it. I love these little catch up shows.
So this was reported. I believe this happened back in it was last year, near the end of last year. In Colorado, I believe. And the report states 889 dead bodies found rotting in Colorado after a couple who offered, quote unquote, Mark, eco-friendly funeral services spent all their money that they got on cars, trips, and crypto. The bodies were left in an unrefrigerated room infested with bugs.
That's horrible.
Yeah. The remains... the families received were allegedly just bags of mixed concrete and not the actual ashes. That is absolutely disgusting. That is disgusting. Why would, people are just, when authorities searched the property, the floor was filled with the liquid of human decomposition.
Ooh.
The couple, John and Carrie Halford, are both facing more than 200 charges and they will be arraigned in March. So guys, it's coming up.
It's coming.
Guys, it's coming up. We're gonna have to keep that definitely on our radar.
So I saw this one, I would say, a couple days ago. It kind of hit my zeitgeist where I thought I heard something about it on the plane. But it was just one of these like, huh, maybe not. Maybe my days are crossed. But I saw this news and I was like, I got to talk about this. You got right here, authorities in the Eastern Caribbean are scouring waters in the region of hoping on finding a missing U.S. couple who were aboard their catamaran that was just named Simplicity.
Oh.
More than a week ago when police say it was hijacked by three escaped prisoners from Grenada.
You're kidding.
Ralph Hendry and Kathy Brandel were likely thrown into the ocean and died, police in Grenada said Monday.
Oh, my God.
Information suggests while traveling between Grenada and St. Vincent, the suspects disposed of the occupants. And that comes from police commissioner of the Royal Grenada Police Force, Don McKenzie. The search for them began on February 21st after someone discovered their catamaran abandoned on the shores of St. Vincent and alerted authorities. Police say that three prisoners escaped from a police station on February 18th and hijacked the catamaran a day later. Authorities say that the prisoners then illegally entered the southwest coast of St. Vincent on February 19th and docked the boat. 2 days later, the three men were arrested alongside the island's northwest coast. Here's what we know about the case. The Salty Dog Sailing Association has described Brandel and Hendry as veteran cruisers and longtime members who were warm-hearted and capable. It was noted that Brandel served on the association's board for 2 years. The association said the couple had sailed their boat into 2023 Caribbean Rally from Hampton, Virginia to Antigua and planned to spend the winter cruising the Eastern Caribbean. A GoFundMe donation page has been started, and the GoFundMe has raised over $60,000 as of last Tuesday. Family and friends described the couple as seasoned sailors who have been vacationing in Grenada where their boat was docked. Here's a picture of them. They just looked like two people that were just trying to enjoy retirement.
That is so,
and the best of life.
This is like the worst of the worst, right? Like,
yeah.
This, they probably looked forward to this their entire working lives and saved up all their money to.
That's
just
the boat right there.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh,
this is probably
disgusting.
What they were looking forward to doing forever. You're right.
People are disgusting.
It just goes to show you. And take this in the spirit in which I'm going to say this, creeps, because I don't mean this, lightly. these people had plans of having fun and enjoying the rest of their life.
That's right.
In a second, without any doing of their own, their life was over.
Yep.
It really sends a wake-up call to me, Charity, when I see something like that, because usually we hear like, oh, this guy was speeding or he was drinking and driving or doing something he wasn't supposed to. These people were sailing on their ship, enjoying life, and they had three douchebags board the ship and more than likely kill them and drown them in the ocean. Like, it's horrible.
Like, they were just useless, like, trash. I don't understand how, I don't know. Like, we say all the time, we've done this how long now, and I still get surprised when I'm like, why would somebody do that? That is just absolutely disgusting.
Every once in a while, you read a case, and I'm over here, and I'm like, what in the actual F is going on here?
Yep. So I have another one that our crime creep, Tim Macklem, has been keeping us updated on.
Yes.
So I don't know if you remember the father who his last name, his first name was Chad, last name Duerman, accused of killing his three sons. He actually chased them down and killed them in front of his wife.
Ooh.
And another child. This happened a while ago. Well, he is now claiming his rights were violated.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm going to read this. Tim sent this. It's from Fox 19 Now. So a father accused of gunning down his three young sons appeared in court on Wednesday with his defense team claiming his rights were violated during questioning by the Claremont County Sheriff's Office. Chad Duerman, 32, confessed to planning and carrying out the deaths of sons Clayton, 7, Hunter, 4, and Chase, 3, for several months before shooting them at their home on June 15th, according to court records in the Claremont County Prosecutor's Office. But now the defense alleges detectives used coercive tactics to get him to confess. Duerman invoked his right to a lawyer, but detectives continued to interrogate him, and his medical privacy was violated in jail. Quote, detectives violated Mr. Duerman's constitutional rights from the outset, the defense alleges in court records. Clement County Judge Richard Ferenc, set Wednesday's hearing to hear from both the defense and state, but he won't issue a decision for about a month. In her opening statement Wednesday, Assistant Clement County Prosecutor Laura Baron Allen rebutted all allegations that Duerman's rights were violated. He voluntarily waived his right, she said. To prove its case, the prosecution called multiple people to the stand, including responsible members of law enforcement who were asked to detail their interactions with Duerman. I'm wondering, I thought that they had the video from the dash cam from the police. Don't most police have that now?
Some do, some don't. There's no real standing to, you know, have it be a requirement at this point, I don't believe.
Yeah. Virtually every interaction with him between deputies and detectives was recorded. Oh,
I didn't even know.
Oh, wow. Prosecutor Baron Allen pointed out. Claremont County Deputy Chad Poem, a canine handler, was the first witness to take the stand on Wednesday. Deputy Poem says he was the first officer to arrive on scene. The first thing he saw when he approached Duerman's home was the defendant sitting on the porch near a rifle. I ain't gonna hurt you. I ain't gonna hurt nobody, Duerman told the deputies once he was taken into custody and handcuffed on the ground, according to sheriff's body cam footage. Deputy Jeff Rudd testified next. When he arrived that day at the scene, Rudd said he saw Popham and Duerman handcuffed, and another deputy appeared to be performing CPR on one of the children. Oh, my God. Deputy Rudd told Duerman he had the right to remain silent and to effing use it, according to his body cam footage. Yes, sir, Duerman responded. I can totally understand that. Can you imagine pulling up on the scene to two, almost three dead babies?
No.
And the person who did it is saying they did it?
I don't know if I could be a cop anymore at that point.
After he was detained in the back of a cruiser, Duerman began to hit his head on a window because it was too hot inside the cruiser. Popham testified. The deputy rolled down the window halfway. The prosecutor questioned if it seemed like Duerman understood what was happening during his interactions with law enforcement. Rudd said Duerman did not seem, quote, out of it. He was aware that he felt hot and that his handcuffs felt tight because he told them about it, the deputy noted. On the drive to the Claremont County Sheriff's Office, Duerman yelled some things the deputy said he couldn't understand, but at one point, he said he heard Duerman yell, "Take me to jail." Detective Michael Ross with the Claremont County Sheriff's Office also took the stand. He told Duerman he was going to read him his Miranda rights. Duerman knew what was being read to him because he responded, "Yep," before the reading was done, Ross said. Duerman denied killing his sons multiple times as he was questioned, but then said something Ross said on the stand Wednesday that he felt was very important. Duerman brought up the Bible. He had made a comment that the Bible says you kill your firstborn, you kill your secondborn, you kill your thirdborn. First, you kill your wife. "I don't kill my wife," Ross recalled on the stand. "I didn't kill my wife." And that's what Ross recalled on the stand. Okay. Ross said it was like a slow drip of information as he questioned Duerman for about 3 hours. The court filing alleges that Duerman requested a lawyer after questioning began, according to the state's interrogation video. Mr. Duerman, quote, "I'll wait for a lawyer. I really don't know. Give me a couple of days and let me talk to a lawyer so I can get nice, good answers." Wow.
Yeah, that's odd.
Detective Ross, I understand. "Do you have a lawyer? Duerman, we have family lawyers." Ross, "Who is that? Is there somebody I can call?" Mr. Duerman, "Keith Duerman." Detective Ross, "Is he related to you?" Mr. Duerman, "Yes." Detective Ross, "How is Keith related to you?" Mr. Duerman, "My dad." Mr. Duerman, "Ruby Franklin, she is in the CIA. Detective Ross, "Is she a lawyer? Is Ruby a lawyer?" Mr. Duerman, "She is in the CIA. Ross, "I know I heard you say that, but I didn't know maybe if she was a CIA attorney or, but you said your dad is a lawyer." So I'm not going to keep reading it on, but he keeps going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he wasn't asserting to call a lawyer and didn't say he was going to call a lawyer. So I don't know. I hope that to God that this is not some technical thing that he gets off on, because I just clearly there's some mental stuff going on, right? Because it sounded a little like he was, you know, quoting.
I got to stop you because you said "get off on."
Oh,
that's what she said.
It wouldn't be us if I didn't.
I wonder that's what he said button too.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would use that for all sorts of things.
That's what he said.
But yeah, I just hope that would be so horrible, you know, after murdering his three children. Oh my God.
I don't have any sympathy for anybody who harms a hair on their own child's head, right, let alone any child.
Yeah, I agree.
But someone that can do it to their own child.
Oh, speaking of that real quick, I meant to ask you this when you were reading the Harmony Montgomery stuff. Her body still has never been found, right?
Nope.
And he refuses to say where it is.
Here's what I think is going to happen. He is going to use that poor innocent baby's body as a bargaining chip.
Oh, my God.
To get a lesser sentence. 100% feel it. Oh. And it makes sense as to what kind of a scumbag this
is. Do you want to know my feelings on it?
Sure.
I agree with you on that. But I don't think, and I'm sorry, guys, I don't think the body is in one place.
I agree with you.
I think it's scattered and I think it's long gone and disintegrated.
100%. I got a quick change of pace here because I am, you know, like squirrel.
Yes.
I can't, you know, stay on one subject.
Of course not.
Got me thinking. Police movies, there's a billion of them.
Yes.
One of my favorite in the last, I would say, 20 years, we're taking out like the comedies and stuff like that. Police Academy is great. Super Troopers is great.
Yep.
Like just pure emotion from a movie. There's one that just caught, you know, pops right to the top of my mind, and it's End of Watch. Have you ever seen End of Watch?
No.
All right. So I love the guy. Don't mind my Ring doorbell. Kristen's just coming back in, which means she's probably going to barge through that door in about 11 seconds. Longtime LAPD partners and friends, Brian Taylor, who is Jake Gyllenhaal, and Michael Zavala? I don't know what his name is in the thing. He's just known as Mike. Who is Michael Pena, who I love, patrol one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in LA.
Oh.
And it is shot as like an FPV style movie, like that you're seeing the footage from their GoPros and stuff.
Really?
Like that. Like, it is a top notch movie. And I want to know what some of our creeps are.
Oh, I like that.
Shoot us out a message on, you know, social medias. let us know what your favorite one is. This right here is hot off the presses, too, from just a couple days ago.
Uh-oh.
Out of St. John's Ferry, Vermont, courtesy of the Associated Press, a 15-year-old from Springfield, Massachusetts, has been arrested in the shooting of a woman who was found dead in a vehicle in a St. John's Ferry, Vermont parking lot last month. The suspect will be, he might as well be a loser at this point. The suspect will be charged as an adult with second-degree murder in the June 23rd death of Christina Chatos, 38, police said. He is accused of fatally shooting her during a confrontation.
Confrontation about what? Doesn't say.
She's of Williamstown/Barry, where I'm going to be next month.
Hold on a second. How old was he? 15?
15, and she is 38.
It's not his mother, is it?
Doesn't say.
Oh, God.
That's the thing.
So many questions.
That's why I want to throw this out there to get our sleuths out here on the other end looking into this.
Okay.
He's accused of fatally shooting her during a confrontation, like I said. She's from the Williamstown/Barry area and died of a gunshot wound to the torso. The teen, whose name was not released, which I'm against. If you're going to charge as an adult, you're an adult.
I mean, yeah.
Since he is not of age, and I can't come out and call him a douchebag because you don't know much.
Right.
He's a PDB. He's a possible douchebag.
Yes, because, yes, until we know for 100% sure, yes.
But this next line is going to maybe say that it maybe
it's going to lock it in.
It might be a little more than possible because this teen, whose name was still not released, was arrested after the shooting, not on the shooting, on an unrelated Massachusetts warrant. Police said that he was extradited to Massachusetts, where he remains in juvenile custody.
Wow.
No date has been set for his arraignment in Vermont. Vermont has been recently grappling with a spike in gun violence. Both Republican Governor Phil Scott and the legislature say public safety is among their top priorities. Fun fact about Phil Scott, governor of the great state of Vermont.
Of Vermont.
Also a race car driver.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yep. He races on the Pro All-Star Series.
Really?
Which travels New England. He is, as far as I know, one of the only state governors who is an active professional race car driver
Do you think that some of it could be hunting related with guns?
In Vermont, it could be, because but there's a lot.
I was watching. What's the name of that show where they're outside? It's in Yellowstone.
And Yellowstone, okay.
Yeah, and they're rangers. I forget the name of the show, and they're catching people for like not wearing their hunting orange or taking other people's tags and putting it on deers that they shot. And so they're legally taking the deer.
Are you talking about fish and game deer?
No. It's something else. It's a different name. It's not. What the heck is it? Somebody help me out with this, please. Anyways.
There's a show that follows the New Hampshire fish and game around.
No, this is at Yellowstone Park.
Okay.
Yeah. It's similar. It sounds exactly the same, though. Yeah.
They're like hunting rangers.
Right.
Hunting guides or something.
But the reason I bring that up is because they said that they caught a whole group of people who had their permits but were not wearing their hunting gear, and they were explaining how many unnecessary deaths come about during hunting season from people getting shot accidentally because they're not seen because they're not wearing their hunting gear. Because I know that can happen up in Maine. I've heard of it happening up there.
I would like to think that what they're referring to is, though, more violent.
Violence.
Crimes. Yeah. Yes. Violent gun usage is what I'm gathering, which those other ones are equally bad as well.
Well,
we don't want that for anybody.
I have a little update.
Update. Hold on.
Meow.
And it's a douchebag, so hit the other button too.
Ladies and gentlemen, now.
Yes.
Prepare for the douchebag.
So meow. Yeah.
I was giving you a full run in there.
I like that. So you remember Lori Vallow,
yep.
Daybell, the douchebag.
How can you forget?
We listened to her, that horrible conversation from jail with her sister and all that, and she's already been convicted. Chad Daybell is, you know, his time in court is coming very soon. And so I just saw this little update from 5 days ago from EastIdahoNews.com. Did I say that good, guys? Chad Bell. I don't want to give him a cute name.
I'm going to do a teaser for the end. After this, we're going to wrap up this episode. And I love to give, like, little left field advice, and I may have given Kristen's awesome son some life advice the other day. And Kristen's is in the room right now, and she knows what I said to him. And he just looks at me and he's like, that might be the truest thing I've ever thought of.
Oh, are you going to tell us after?
I'll tell you after what this advice is. This is a little teaser to get through charity story.
Here. Oh, okay. My douchebag story.
Yep.
Okay. Chad Daybell. So his lawyer plans to call 7 expert witnesses, and the trial is expected to last 8 weeks long. Who are these experts, I'm wondering?
Oh, now you got my interest.
I don't think it peaked. Well, let's just read what the article says, because I think they're doing that thing that lawyers do where they're like, oh, we have this, but we're only going to tell you that we have this. We're not going to tell you what this is. So Chad Daybell's attorney plans to call around 7 expert witnesses during his client's murder trial in April. John Pryor made the disclosure during a pretrial conference in the Fremont County Courthouse Thursday morning. Pryor declined to say who would be testifying, but told District John Stephen Boyce the experts will be flying in from other states around the second week of May. Daybell, who married Lori Vallow 2 weeks after his wife Tammy Daybell died in October 2019, is charged with conspiracy to commit murder and first-degree murder in relation to the deaths of Tammy and 2 of Lori's kids, 7-year-old Joshua, J.J. Vallow, and 16-year-old Tylee Ryan. He has pleaded not guilty to all charges.
Ooh.
How? He's going to say she did it.
Yeah, 100%. And put it on
but
her.
But she kept her mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be an interesting dynamic. I can't wait. I have to watch this trial. I can't wait for it to start because she basically didn't put any blame on him.
Yep.
Didn't admit to anything and stood by her not guilty.
And he's going to be like, that bitch did everything.
Do you think he will?
100%.
Jury selection for the trial is scheduled to begin April 1st in Ada County. Questionnaires will be mailed to potential jurors ahead of time, according to Boyce, and jury selection could take up to 2 weeks. Fremont County prosecuting attorney Lindsay Blake told Boyce she believes the trial will take 8 weeks and Pryor agreed. Daybell faces the death penalty. So if the jury finds him guilty, a penalty phase of the trial will begin after the verdict and jurors will decide if Daybell should be sentenced to death or life in prison. Blake mentioned she intends to file some motions in the case within the next week, so an additional hearing could be held before the trial. Boyce is permitting live streaming of the trial. Well, yes, courtroom with courtroom cameras.
She's got excited.
It's
her bread and butter.
This is horrible what happened. I want to see him burn. I want to see them. I love when they're on the stand and they get eaten alive. He said all witnesses will be instructed not to view any portion of the trial before they testify. EastIdahoNews.com will stream court proceedings daily and have a reporter in the courtroom. Guys, your girl will be watching this and I'll be reporting for you if you can't.
Can you imagine the list of people that make that list that are, have you never heard of this case?
That's the problem. Come on. But like, I hate when lawyers do that. We have 7 expert witnesses, but we're not going to tell you right now who they are.
Because it's not, you know, who cares? All right,
what expert witnesses on what? Are they going to try to say that he brainwashed himself?
It's got to get interesting.
Right? Are they going to say he brainwashed himself so he wasn't responsible for his actions? What do you guys think?
I think we're up for some shenanigans.
I really like episodes like this. Do you?
I love this kind of episode.
This is more Mark's thing. I like doing the research because I like the full cases.
I like turning on the microphone and not having any idea what I'm talking about and then just seeing where the conversation takes me.
Or when he actually looks at things people sent him and he's like, oh, this case, this event that's happening now, just I can read
and then,
this.
Then Charity says, yeah, we talked about that 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, you didn't even know. And by the way, Tim Macklem, I said, when I talked about the Duerman case, I said to Mark, he's like, oh yeah, he's like, I saw that come in, but I didn't have time to read it.
I was in Florida.
you get a pass. You've had a lot going on.
I was in Florida partying for 10 days.
All right, tell us the advice.
Okay. First, before the advice, so I have a whole new studio that's set up that's at my other place up in
that Nashville. We can record at. I'm fine with that if you want me to.
But here's the thing. We have a lot of listeners that are in the New England area.
We do.
My studio at my job is in Nashua, New Hampshire. if anybody would like to come on and sit in on one of these episodes, I have two empty chairs. So all you got to do is reach out.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, you have to buy pizza. Like, that's mandatory.
Well, here's the other thing.
Instead of me saying, like, we'll buy you pizza, you have to buy us
pizza. The other thing is, there is a couple of creeps, and we keep talking about this, that want to come on, and they're not from around here, so we're going to have to
do a virtual show.
But it's the problem is, it's hard to find the time slot that fits everybody. That's the problem we're having.
She said slot.
Oh,
that's what she said.
Oh, by the way, I saw that commercial.
Which one?
The one where you look at Kristen and go, that means taint. I saw it the other day, and now that's all I think of every time I see it. I hear your voice going, and then I turn to Kristen and go, and that means taint, the perineum.
Yeah, perineum.
Perineum.
I'm on to a new commercial that's driving me nuts.
Oh, God.
So it's the Jardians commercial.
Oh, because again?
I was all in on the new, that girl.
Yeah.
And now they just got a new girl.
You hated it, then you liked it.
I hate the new girl because I like the old girl.
But then will you like the new girl, again, do you think?
No. I don't know how to say this in the most politically correct way. Whoever dressed her in skin-colored pants and gave her a camel toe
has a camel toe?
Probably should reconsider.
Hold on. Is it a camel toe or is it a moose hoof?
Oh, it's definitely a moose hoof. Because she keeps raising her arms and stretching her body out.
Oh, so is it one piece? It's a one piece.
It's a two piece.
Really?
Yeah, but the way she stretches, it goes up.
I was trying to be a good girl.
Yep, you were trying.
And say, in a one piece, if you put your arms up, maybe that it hoists everything up.
Because I'm not overly critical. I judge people for what's on the inside.
Okay, but it's not her fault. She has a camel toe.
I said this the other, it is, because they dressed her poorly. So I said this comment in front of Kristen. She's like, that's really rude. I rewind it because we still have that DVR.
And she was
watch this. And she's like,
Now I'm going to have to watch for the moose hoof, guys.
That's unfortunate.
God. That just is got to be real uncomfortable.
All right.
Real uncomfortable.
So Kristen's son, who is great. Like, we have probably one of the best relationships that you could have in this kind of situation. I may have had a good night, if you get my drift, so I was not 100% Mark.
Are you saying that you were
possibly altered
in some way?
I may have been altered, and we were watching TV because we love to watch wrestling together.
Yes.
And there's a couple wrestlers that are crazy characters, like the girls are crazy. And I was like, hey, so-and-so, whatever your name is. Because I don't think I've ever given out his name. So as adults, that's one thing. But when you're a minor, I'm not giving your name out.
Who's the guy with all the tattoos and the really, really short, wicked blonde bleached hair who wears the suits?
What?
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So I know everything about wrestling. I was severely mad because I bought a brand new Chase U shirt, which is a subset of wrestling. It's like the lowest end of WWE. It's actually NXT, and it's a group of people that have a fake college. And I wore my Chase U shirt,
and nobody understood
what it meant. When I was in Florida, I was very upset. And one of my buddies, who knows what it is, looks at me and says, you realize half the people don't even recognize what your Hulkamania shirt is because nobody likes wrestling the way you do.
Hulkamania. Everyone knows who the Hulk is. Come on.
So the fact that they didn't. Right. So anyways. Me and Jason are sitting in the living room watching wrestling, and they have a crazy girl character, and she just stares and walks around, and I looked at him, and I was like, crazy girls, huh? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, if anything, I was like, one of my friends in high school's dad gave me this advice when I was 16 years old.
Oh, God.
I am mid-40s at this point, and I still remember it to this day. He said, keep your hands in your pockets and your wink in your pants. He said the D word, but I'm not going to say that on the podcast.
Wink means, yeah.
Yep. You're winky in your pants. So I remember that almost 30 years later. And I wanted to pass some sage advice on to this child. So I said, just remember one thing, buddy. Crazy girls, good for a good time. Not for a long time. And he dropped his phone. He looked at me. He looked at the TV. He looks at me. He looks into the kitchen to see if his mom heard what we were saying, looks back at me, and he's like, "You're right. But that's a really good time, I bet." And I was like, that's my boy.
It's like the phrase, good from far, but far from good.
Yes. So I feel like I've imparted knowledge on this child now.
Wow.
It's a good thing.
And guess what? When he's in his mid-40s, he's going to impart something else. Maybe the same phrase that you just gave or something else onto another teenager.
So guys, feel free to use mine. Keep your hands in your pocket and your D in your pants. Or crazy girls, good for a good time, not for a long time. This is Case Watch. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.